The Interior Department released today a draft environmental impact statement on opening more than 73 million acres of the Arctic Ocean to oil and gas leasing as part of a proposed five-year plan. The EIS looks at two proposed block sales in the Beaufort Sea covering about 33 million acres. They would be available for bids in 2010 and 2011. Two sales in the Chukchi Sea would happen in 2010 and 2012 and cover about 40 million acres. Robin Casey with the Minerals Management Service in Alaska says the areas have been of interest this year.
We had a lease sale in the Chukchi Sea in February, and companies won leases in that area and are now proceeding with exploration activities, seismic work and whatever they're doing, same as the Beaufort Sea. This is a new set of sales.
Casey says the draft EIS released today offers six alternative plans. One would exclude an area along the Beaufort Sea coastline east of Barrow, beginning at the 3-mile limit. Casey says that's designed to reduce the impacts on wildlife and bowhead whale subsistence hunters. Another proposal would remove areas near Cross Island to protect the Nuiqsut bowhead hunting grounds. Casey says another would avoid an area of the coastline east of Koktovik to provide protection for that region's bowhead.
We go in and evaluate the potential environmental impacts of a sale. We come up with proposed lease stipulations, and we basically give the Secretary of the Interior some alternatives to choose from.
People can weigh in on the alternatives over the next 3 months. Environmentalists are upset at the release of the draft EIS, even though it was expected. The Alaska Wilderness League's David Dixon says development in the areas could damage critical habitat, hurting the ecosystem, marine mammals, and the communities dependent on them.
At the current time, there should be no additional oil and gas development in the Arctic Ocean. This is the Bush administration going ahead, pell-mell, once again, trying to develop as much, or at least get the camel's nose under the tent, so to speak, in the Arctic Ocean before they go out of office.
North Slope Borough Mayor Edward Itta agrees it's a last push by the Bush administration.
I'm not surprised, disheartened at the very least, and disappointed that our voices still are not being considered in getting our needs, I think our very valid needs, addressed. I knew they were working on it, and it's amazing. It's just amazing.
Itta is also puzzled by the offshore legal maneuver expressed by Shell Oil yesterday. The company plans to ask for a rehearing by the full Ninth Circuit of a decision that stops their exploration plans. Itta says the big concern is large volumes of drill fluids containing toxins that test drilling produce. He says the borough has undertaken its own research on these fluids, examining all available data. He says whalers are worried about this material being dumped into bowhead migration routes.
Just like any hunters elsewhere in Alaska would be concerned if they knew about toxins getting dumped in the middle of their moose, caribou, fishing, hunting grounds.
Itta says cleanup of spills in Arctic broken ice conditions remains a primary concern.